As we begin Holy Week, the church always gives us this reading of the Passion, usually from a different gospel, but we always begin Holy Week by remembering how Holy Week will end, that it will lead us through Jesus' final days, into his crucifixion, and ultimately to his resurrection on Easter Sunday. And each of the gospels has a little bit of a different perspective, each giving us some unique characters, especially throughout the story of Jesus' suffering and death. The Gospel of Mark that we read today, we have the woman who buys the very expensive, genuine spikenard in the alabaster jar and uses it to anoint Jesus, to the scandal of many. It's only found in Mark. We have Simon of Cyrene that's only found in the Gospel of Mark, even though for many, many centuries, the church has remembered him in the Stations of the Cross. But one especially unique part of Mark is this person that's with Jesus when he is arrested. It says there was this man with Jesus who had only a linen cloth on. Like a very strange detail to just throw in there and include as we're remembering Jesus' suffering and death there in the midst of characters we know very well, like Peter, Judas, and the other apostles. I think the reason that Mark includes that is because that linen cloth would have had to have been white at the time of Jesus. They couldn't make every cloth white. Sometimes it depended on what color it already was. They couldn't always bleach it white, but linen cloths always started as white. So when the early Christians would hear this, they would think of this man clothed in a white garment. If you notice that Mark also includes at the end of the story that Jesus similarly is wrapped in a linen cloth, wrapped in this cloth as he is placed in the tomb. I think for the early Christians, this linen cloth would have evoked the image of their baptismal garment, would have reminded them of when they were clothed in white in the sacrament of baptism. That not only connected them to the death and resurrection of Jesus, but I think it would have caused them to question if they were like the man who left his linen cloth behind the moment when Jesus is arrested. That if in the moment when life got difficult, when they knew it would cost a great deal to follow Jesus and be with him, if it was those moments in their life when they left their baptismal grace behind, when they left their identity as sons and daughters of Christ in favor of something else. Maybe not something totally bad and nefarious, but just not being faithful to Christ in that moment. I think that's actually a good perspective for us to take into Holy Week. To realize that there are times when we're meant to wear that baptismal garment to proclaim the light of Christ in various circumstances of our life. And oftentimes we just kind of leave it behind. Again, often not doing damage to others or scandalizing them, but just not stepping into that moment to be faithful with Christ. And instead choosing the thing that's more convenient or seems to be more advantageous for us in the moment. Actually, it reminds me of a quote from Father Capon. That before he was in the prisoner of war camp, he would preach about how the church in that day, 70 years ago, was much like the early church. And that they would need to have to be ready to be faithful to Christ in all circumstances. Father Capon said, in the early ages of the church, the Christians were given their choice by the officials of Rome, either of giving up their Christian faith or of being put to death. The martyrs would not give up their faith. Consequently, they suffered death even though they were innocent of any crime. But in recent years, the same thing has happened. Christians who try to practice their faith and remain true to it found themselves persecuted and ostracized by the people opposed to the Christian faith. We can surely expect that in our own lives, there will come a time when we must make a choice. Choice between being loyal to the true faith or of giving allegiance to something else. Something else which is either opposed to or not in alliance with our faith. Brothers and sisters, if that was true for Father Capon and those he preached to in the 1950s, I think it's certainly true for us today. Certainly true that very rarely will we be asked to outwardly renounce the faith of Christ and to deny him. But I do think there will be times when we're called to wear with pride that baptismal garment, to be clothed in Christ and to show the light of his love in the midst of the world. That we can boldly make that choice to be loyal to him always and not give allegiance to something else, something either opposed to or not in line with Christ. Let us pray for that grace this Holy Week, that we can notice the grace of our baptism. Notice that white garment that we are clothed in always. Let us pray that we will have the courage and fortitude to remain in that baptismal grace, that we won't leave our linen cloth behind as the man in the gospel, but instead that we will walk with Christ step by step, loudly and boldly proclaiming the truth that he is our Lord, that he is the King that brings us salvation.